This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B like boy, A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Margaret Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, date of birth 12-2-1940. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Weaver with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, chronic atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was March 17th of this year. She's been feeling well. Weight is unchanged. Her blood pressure usually runs 140 to 150, over 70 to 80 when checked. And her cardiologist has tried to lower that, but generally she has lots of side effects, orthostatic in nature, and is a high risk for falls because of the dizziness. So he is satisfied with current blood pressure readings between 140 to 150, over 70 to 80. She denies chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. And no unusual rashes or lesions. Medications, she's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. She's on Coreg 12.5 milligram twice a day. Hydralazine 10 milligram three times a day. And also Centroid, probiotics, magnesium, Flonase, Claritin, low-dose aspirin. Physical exam, weight 138 pounds, pulse is 65. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 76. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregularly irregular with a controlled ventricular rate of 65. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 10th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.5. Estimated GFR is 35, and this is stable. Sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25. Calcium 9.1, albumin 3.4, phosphorus 4.3, hemoglobin 13.1, with normal platelets, normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to get labs every 3 to 6 months. 2, hypertension, near to goal, and her cardiologist is satisfied because a more antihypertensive medication causes very severe dizziness and possible falls. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And 4, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, Jose Fuente, MD.